for the first time ever, I've been like scared about living alone.
Why?
Because I'm scared I'm going to have like a medical emergency in the middle of the night or something and then just like have no one to contact.
Well, you should get one of the buttons that I got my grandma.
Oh my God, I want one so
bad. I've fallen and I can't get up. It's a classic.
Oh yeah. Does that call 911?
It calls the EMS services and you could be fully just like.
How are they going to get into my apartment then if I can't get up? Like, let's say I actually can't get up.
They're going to bust that door down.
They will?
Yeah.
How will they know which unit is mine?
You probably register your little button, your lanyard button, with the unit of your apartment.
I need one. How much are they? Can you get them on Amazon or is it just via lifealert.com?
I live alone, but I'm never alone with Life Alert. Guys, this episode is brought to you by Life Alert. We have a ton of elderly listeners. And finally, we're catering to them. Hey, Brooke.
Hi, Connor.
Are you ready to MAP?
I'm ready to pee.
Ignorance is bliss. I'm living in a world of my own, and it's awesome.
Oh, I thought I was responsible for 9/11 when I was 5.
Where were you?
In Pennsylvania. Touch grass, might I suggest.
We're just going to dive right in today. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, guys. We kind of just like took the baton and ran with it. While Brooke's looking for this video, I am going to go over some quick housekeeping things.
Would you mind going over the housekeeping?
No, I'll actually go over the housekeeping things, and I wouldn't mind going over them as well. We have a Facebook page. We haven't talked about it ever, I don't think, publicly. But we have a Facebook page where you can talk about all things BNC. And some people have hosted their own DTFs, Depression Task Force, meetups through the Facebook group.
That is so precious, by
the
way.
Yeah, that's the coolest thing. Facebook is like, they could make a new Facebook, but like Facebook still is very active and involved in things like getting boots on the ground. Mm-hmm. Places. Like really getting the needle, moving that needle out of the haystack and into some yarn, maybe, to create something productive.
Oh, love yarn.
And then also, this is something that's really, really exciting. Oh, wait, are we going to link the Facebook page in the link below? Okay, the Facebook page link is going to be below this video. And then something else that's going to be below this video.
Sorry.
Is going to be, it's right around, I know that song, and it is right around there. It's okay. Before that.
It's before that?
We also are starting our own BNC YouTube channel. And this is really exciting. That's it. There's nothing else besides we're just going to move all our stuff over to off of the TMG specific page onto the BNC specific page to answer that question. Because everyone wants to know, we're going to be on TMG's network. We're just starting our own channel so that we can bucket it.
Mm-hmm.
In order to find the channel, just go to youtube.com/@BNCMAP. And then it's also going to be linked below, I believe. But we can all go and do it together. I'll walk you through it.
Yeah.
You found
the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, but I'm listening to you. You've sucked me in.
Sorry. Okay. We can all do it together.
So okay. Let's all
see,
do it.
I'm scrolling down to the description. I'm clicking see more.
As you can see.
See more.
I am actually.
And then when I get down there, I'm going to click on the new channel.
YouTube.com/@BNCMAP. I'm doing it right now with all of you.
It's at BNCMAP.
YouTube.com/
Are you manually inserting? Oh, it doesn't exist yet. Man.
Yeah.
It's crazy to live in this reality when that reality is who I'm talking to.
Watch me press subscribe, everyone.
Are you logged into your YouTube on the internet right now?
Well, we'll find out. Not at all.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have the app?
Yeah.
The YouTube app?
It has just opened on the YouTube app. I'm already subscribed, everyone.
Okay, so she subscribed.
I subscribed right now and last night.
So
I'm going to, hold on, I'm unsubscribing so I can resubscribe with all of you. Subscribed.
Yeah.
I can turn my notifications on.
Yeah, you're going to want to turn your notifications on as well. Okay, well, this is going to be an interesting little thing for us because we're going to start doing a lot of different stuff. It's not just going to be podcast content. It's going to be a bunch of different longer form content that Brooke and I have never done before. We're going to explore each other's bodies on YouTube, metaphorically, and we're going to do so much fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if, I mean, if anyone ever has anything that they want to see us do in longer form, drop it in the comments.
If you wouldn't mind. That? Yeah, I'd love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're stoked on that. That's going to be amazing. Guys, this episode is brought to you by Life Alert. We have a ton of elderly listeners, and finally we're catering to them. I don't know, there's probably other things you can do, but I know that like Apple Watch now, if you fall or something, it like alerts you.
I don't have an Apple Watch.
Get,
sorry,
I'm saying
rich.
I'm saying if you don't want to wear a lanyard with a button on your neck.
I do.
Okay, well, yeah. Yeah, it's available to you at this time.
Good. Because my back has been hurting and my back like never hurts. And then I was like, oh, I also can't feel my legs, which I don't know if I can ever feel my legs.
I think that means something.
Do you smell? No, I thought I had polio.
Do you smell toast right now?
No.
Okay. We'll check that
one
out.
Well, also, can you feel your legs right now?
Yeah.
In what way?
Like when you asked me if I felt them, I moved them around. And
well, yeah, that's what I mean. But like if you're just sitting without moving your legs, I was like, oh, I can't feel them, which like... I don't know what that even means.
When did you have this thought?
Last night. I was like, I
after
can't.
After you smoked all that weed? Okay, that's like a normal reaction after you...
I've had it before and I'm like, oh my God, I can't feel my ears. But it's like, I don't think I ever have.
No. Have you ever been like, oh, I just became aware of my tongue and its presence in my mouth?
The worst is when you become aware of swallowing.
Oh, no, we shouldn't have said that.
sorry,
guys. Everybody.
Now everyone's going to be aware of their swallowing.
Man,
and then you
sucks.
Forget how to do it. Think about it every time you do it. Do it 15 times a minute or none at all.
We're so, so damn lucky that these bodies of ours learned how to breathe while we're asleep. I'll be like going to sleep and I'm like...
Oh. Not everyone's does. Sleep apnea.
The man
more common than you think.
I know, because I just shared a hotel room with my dad over the weekend.
I'm
aware of sleep apnea.
Why do all dads have sleep apnea?
I don't know, but do you want to hear the noise he makes when he sleeps now?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the craziest.
It really is.
Craziest breathe in. So I invested in some earplugs.
Why do you think more men snore?
It's not because
it's all dads.
It's not because of the penis.
No, that's I don't think the penis is related to snoring.
So, okay. So if
Ryan,
let's remove the penis from this equation. Twice as many men snore than women, with roughly 40% of men reporting snoring versus 20% of women. That still means that more than 840 million women are regular snorers. Who's taking these polls?
Oh, it's because you have men.
Go ahead.
Men typically have a longer upper airway and a larger roof of the mouth.
Oh. Go figure.
Which is more likely to collapse and lead to snoring.
Oh, wow. That's a little bit dramatic wording, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
You're
if
snoring,
ever
so the roof of your mouth collapsed?
I'm so little.
I've definitely woken myself up from snoring on a plane. And that's the story that I was gonna. And that was the story that I was gonna tell you.
Very cool.
I've also woken myself up. Well, this is so early to go right into this, but from farting on a plane.
Really?
I was dead asleep, and I was like I released.
I've only ever woken myself up from twitching.
Oh, I mean, I've told
sounds
that story.
I can sleep through.
No, I because you know you're like clenching, and you're like, I know that I can't fart here. This is not. There's a time and a place for farting, and it's not middle seat, row 17.
I do fart if I have to, and here's why. No one's going to think it's that little girl.
Now they will. Anyone that's on a plane.
Sure. But like in general, like in a public place, I just like
do you feel
let go and let God, because it's like no one's going to suspect me, a tiny little thing.
I know. I mean, I guess if you really don't have an option at that time.
Sometimes you don't. And sometimes you also have to weigh the like pros and cons. It's like on a plane, especially when you hold it in, it's like and you get a gas pain on the plane you can't lean over. It's like not worth it.
I'm an at-risk farter. I can picture you on a plane with the napkin and you pull out a pen and you're making a pros and cons list. Should I fart? Guy next to you is like, no, this isn't real.
Sometimes you have to.
Little pen, little drawing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeses. Mm-hmm. I have to. It mm-hmm. would feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Cons.
Well, no. One time I was holding it in the whole plane and then like literally thought they were going to have to emergency land because of the gas pain I developed that I thought was appendicitis. So it's like I would rather spare everyone an emergency landing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I wish I had one of those headphones that Secret Service has to where someone could, so that you could tell me a thought.
I know.
To like lead into the next thing that we have to say.
I know.
Because we get to the end of this, it's like, oh, well, we covered farting 3 minutes into the episode. So what do we have left?
Well, I can read your mind a lot of the time. Is that tie-dye your shirt or is that?
Oh, no. Without fail, every time I wear a white shirt in my car, I'm going to hit a curb.
Uh-huh.
Luck of the Irish,
so
I guess.
So it's coffee?
It's coffee. Yeah. And I just posted on my story that my next merch drop is going to be adult bibs.
Oh, that's sweet. And no one's doing it.
Do not take that. Verbal trademark.
That's binding in the state of California.
Bibs LLC. Adult bibs.
Adult bibs.
Because I'm always eating. I'm always drinking in the car. And, you know, what?
Bibs and there's got to be a rhyming bibs and fibs.
Fibs, bibs.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, really I saw your neurons mm-hmm. meet in the middle uh-huh. and say, give her this one.
Uh-huh.
You had your ear
yeah.
piercing.
Yeah. Like, yeah. My earpiece.
Yeah. You got your earpiece at Claire's
mm-hmm.
and it just spoke to you and said, tell him this.
Mm-hmm.
That was good, Brooke.
Thank you, Connor.
You know what I've been eating a lot in the car recently?
Okay.
Peanut butter.
Oh.
Because it's a food lotion. Like
where
we always
we landed on peanut butter, like being good for you or not.
It's not like the amount that I eat is not for sure.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm scooping it like it's my job into my mouth.
What if you tried almond butter or something? Is that the same?
I mean, better? It just like Jif has so much sugar in it.
Right.
If you look at like the serving size, it's like.
Are you doing Jif?
Nah, I'm doing store brand from Whole Foods.
Yeah, that feels fine. I will convince myself anything from Whole Foods.
Peanut butter is loaded with so many good health promoting nutrients, including vitamin E, magnesium,
exactly.
iron, selenium, and B6.
Less likely to develop heart disease. That's amazing.
Too late, man.
You don't have a heart disease. I have
hypertension, by the way. Update medically for me. I have hypertension officially. So I've got 3 months of...
This is your new GERD, by the way. Because I saw about 15 different people comment on your last Instagram about your high triglycerides, and I just know that you are sitting everybody down talking about your high triglycerides individually.
No, I told Cousin Logan,
mm-hmm.
and she told my entire family, which was great because we basically had a family reunion mm-hmm. over the weekend,
mm-hmm.
and they all had something to say.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a cousin who sent me very various kind of like guru medicine mm-hmm. vibes stuff, and then I've got my one cousin that's like, you know, hardcore big farm, and I was kind of like, wow, I wish I didn't tell anyone
mm-hmm.
about this
mm-hmm.
but I've got high TG, y'all, and I've got hypertension in development waiting for that to drop. So I've got 3 months and we're watching it, and then today, if my mind seems elsewhere, I'm visiting my doctor again this afternoon for something special. For a very special something.
Special surprise. Very cool.
Getting my prostate exam.
Oh my
Can
God.
Now I'm like really self-conscious about my stain.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have it? Can I have that? Sure, right there to put on. I'm just going to throw this on over.
That's fine, Connor. Perfect.
Thank you. Can you talk for a second while I slide
into
we something more comfortable?
Yeah, we were talking before we started about there's something wrong with Instagram. In that I don't see your stories and like the other people that I interact with the most until like 23 hours after they've been posted. And I think it's the same like for other people, because I notice my friends like aren't looking at my close friend's story until like 23 hours after I posted it. So I keep thinking all of my friends are muting me.
Yeah,
I've texted you and been like, have you muted me?
No, I'm checking people's followings every single day. Yeah. I'm like, this person isn't. Was it like an exciting follow for me? And they've never. I look at who likes my stuff out of my mutuals, and sometimes I look. I'm like, this person has never ever liked a photo of mine.
Well, I'm talking about like my best friends, like who I interact with all the time. Like, let's say like you, Sally Dar, like Patrick, Tristan. Like they will not see my stuff because it's like pushed. Like I don't see their stuff, so I don't get it.
I know
until 23 hours later.
I know. I was saying
is that happening to you?
You respond to mine. 23 hours later and I've lived 10 lives mm-hmm. since I've posted that on it. I'm like, what are you even talking about?
Right.
We've all moved on and now you're responding to our stories from 24 hours ago.
It would make sense to me that like the people you interact with the most are like the first
there
that
should
you
be a
see.
Pin, a pinning feature.
That, oh God, that's real smart.
On Instagram.
There should be a pinning feature.
That's what I'm saying. There should be a
pinning
feature.
There should be a pinning feature.
Because what if there was a pinning feature?
Then I would be able to see your stories right away.
I know.
Because they're so topical.
They are topical. You really...
You need to catch them while they're hot.
The shelf life of one of our Instagram stories yeah. is 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because I'll also delete things pretty immediately after looking at them through a different eye.
Yeah, and also the updates that follow are no longer relevant. And you'll have people that see it 23 hours later and they're responding to that one.
Right.
And then you have the next one. It's like, oh, no, we cleared that
yeah.
up.
Yeah, completely.
Anyway, did you hear about Threads, by the way?
It's toast.
So last week we talked about Instagram, Meta's Threads, Instagram Threads. Mm-hmm. What's the protocol there? Is it Instagram or
Threads?
Meta? It's just Threads. All right, we talked about Threads. We were kind of just, eh.
I think it's both because would be Meta is the parent of Instagram, which is the parent of Threads. So it could be either.
Sorry. Okay.
Umbrella.
So one of their, well, just Threads,
mm-hmm.
was we set it up as this or this is going to happen. And on Forge, it was one of our options. Uh-huh. It's got a one-way ticket to Flop City, unfortunately.
And I have not opened it.
I haven't either. And it's funny you say that because the usership, active users fell by 50% the following week.
Yeah, it's dead to me.
It's dead to me.
Yeah.
I'm back on Twitter.
Me too, which is unfortunate because Twitter sucks.
Twitter doesn't suck that much to me, except for the fact that I see some of the most disturbing things I've ever seen every single day that I open that app.
Like Taliban or different?
I saw someone do the milk crate challenge, which was a thing a while ago. Do you remember the milk crate challenge?
Is that similar to ALS Ice Bucket?
No, but...
Did you do that, by the way?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's actively on my Instagram right now.
Oh, I'm going to go find it. Do you mind?
No, and I made a Jay Alvarez-style video.
Okay.
Well, I was
keep
really
talking.
Not
I'm
understanding the weight of the ALS Ice Bucket challenge.
Connor, I don't think you're alone in that.
I didn't even know what it was.
I don't think, and unfortunately, I don't think anyone did. I think that we lost the plot doing
we lost. That was where.
That is the first time that we as a nation lost the plot in unison.
Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah.
The ALS Ice Bucket Challenge.
That was the beginning of the end.
Something shifted.
That was the beginning of the end.
I mean, why am I making a Jay Alvarez style backflip video for the Ice Bucket Challenge?
To support like an incredibly devastating disease.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Would you say it's like one of the first things you posted?
Nah. I can find it for you and then...
No, I can find it.
I don't think you can.
Okay, I found your Ice Bucket Challenge.
Okay, do you want to play that?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Do I say anything about Ice Bucket Challenge or is it just straight into...
The caption is, little action for my hashtag ALS Ice Bucket Challenge squirt emoji.
No.
And then you thanked everyone for the nominations and you nominated people and you were able to give credit to the person who filmed. This is nuts, by the way.
Yeah, that is so
okay,
sick
ready?
In the head. Wait, ready? I want to see who did I nominate?
Okay, you nominated, I'll let you know right now. Well, Bailey nominated you, Bailey okay. Watson. And you nominated Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Cool.
Okay, I can't. You also nominated Kanye.
Well, it was a different time.
It was a different time. It was a different time.
It was a different time.
It was literally a different
Leave it
time.
In. Well, I just wanted to see Ted Cruz dump a yeah. bucket of ice water on his head.
Right. No,
Someone
no one could blame me for that.
That
no one
anyways.
Could blame me for that. Okay, well, do you want to watch it?
yeah, if you want to play it, that's fine.
I do.
No, please, no, no, no. I don't want to see it
you
anymore.
Have-
Ice Bucket Challenge by Bailey Big Hands Watson. Then I nominate
she
Senator Ted
soft.
Cruz, Sarah Walschlager, and Yeezus.
Love is a
burning
Great.
Thing.
Okay, that's
really
awesome.
Really cool, Connor.
That, you know what's crazy about that video besides everything else that's crazy about it is that was back when there was no video apps anywhere. Like there was no Instagram only had 15 second video.
Right.
So that's why it just cuts off.
Yeah.
Cuz that could have gone on painfully.
Right, most of ours were longer. On Facebook.
But longer form video didn't exist anywhere besides YouTube and Vimeo.
And Facebook.
Facebook, no.
It was definitely like a minute on Facebook. I remember mine was on Facebook.
Oh yeah, because people would make like
you could upload however long booth. Videos to Facebook. Huh. At the time, yeah. Mine, I think I simply just dumped a bucket of ice water on my head. Slacking.
I just needed to. I needed to be different so bad that it actually, you know, came back to bite me in the arse.
No, I think it's pushed you to success.
That was hard to watch.
Yeah, everyone's old stuff is hard to watch.
That was like a little bit different than like enjoying a song or something. That was just like very
speaking of
bad.
Reacting to old stuff, you know who I've gotten like really into watching on YouTube recently?
Who?
Cody Ko.
Oh, I know. I know. Brooke sent me a Snapchat last night.
He is so funny.
Brooke sent me a Snapchat last night, and it was the episode of Cody and Brittany together, and I forget what they were doing. Oh, relationship influencer cringe with Brittany Broski, and Brooke sent me a Snapchat of that and said, "I have tears in my eyes. I have tears in my eyes that these are my peers."
No, I said like colleagues or something.
Oh, let me just read it.
It was like, I like actually had like full body goosebumps because I very rarely am like, wow, like it's so, like I'm very rarely able to like recognize what a cool position I'm in. But last night I was like, it is so cool. Like I know these people and I work with them because they're so, so funny. And I love Nut. Love Nut. I love Nut. I love Nut.
What are you
He's
saying?
He's so fun. Nut. Oh, yeah. I want Nut to come on. Do you know Nut?
No.
Oh, Connor, you would love Nut.
Okay.
Okay. We'll watch Nut, Stefan Bonin.
I'll look at a Nut. So high, feeling so emotional that these amazing creators are my colleagues.
Yeah.
That was your...
Yeah. These amazing creators. Yeah, they really are.
That's fat. And that's on fat. And that's on God
and that's
as
on
well.
God, and that's God mode. Yeah. But no, that's like my new... obsession is like Cody videos, which
that's
is really
amazing.
Interesting, an interesting place to be in for me right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's like you had like, you're having the same thing that I had with Taylor Swift last week.
Mm-hmm.
I pinned a comment
really?
on the video of me talking about my dream. Someone that said, how did these people get platforms?
I love when, hey, they're curious.
I don't know,
they're
bitch.
Just asking. Yeah.
Yeah. You're hating, but you're still watching. You gave me a view. Thank you.
Yeah. The first ad, I think we've only done like one ad together ever.
Oh, yeah.
And it was for Uber Eats like a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
And the comments.
What Brooke is talking about is we got picked for Uber Eats to do an advertise, like
that's
a
exactly what
ad,
I said.
Branded
so.
Ad for the Super Bowl.
Okay, what Brooke is talking about repeating exactly what
well,
I
I'm giving, because you just said ad. Like, I was confused.
Oh, okay.
We got picked to do an ad together, but we couldn't collab post it. They said no.
But they boosted it out. Like, they can make it so that it gets a lot of views, like more than it would just like existing on your channel alone. So they boosted these videos out. We had each made separate videos with each other in it. And the comments were like the most ruthless. I have never seen comments like those in my life. Could you think of some examples? It was just like these two are like a waste of space or like something.
Yeah, it was brutal.
But it was like funny. This is one of those things where it's like I'm saying it and people are going to be like, oh, I'm sorry that happened to you. But I'm like, no, it's funny. Laugh. But
yeah, that happened this morning. I sent you Girl Boss Town posted like a bunch of photos, kind of like me win, and it was like the same photo but different captions.
Uh-huh.
It was like me digesting my mom's death, and then the next photo was like me, like all these things.
And they're like
and
happy,
everyone,
like fine,
Every comment was like, we support you. We can't believe you. And she was like, no, guys, this is funny. I'm doing a funny post. This is a funny thing. Everyone was sad. And I commented back. I was like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
She was like, it's giving living room stand up.
That's the worst experience. Well, yesterday I posted a video of me rolling over a pair of glasses. And I was like, these were my grandmother's. I'm so upset. Now they're crooked. And I put them on and they're just like, one eye is like weed leaves and the other eye is like an American flag. And I got them in a bodega in the middle of the night once, and I was like, that's just like funny to say they are my grandmother's from the war. And then people are commenting and be like, I'm so sorry that happened, like I know a great place to like get them fixed. And then people are offering like that they could fix them for free, and I'm just like, I feel so bad, like I'm completely like, that's not what I'm needing right
that's
now,
that's not my prerogative.
I feel bad. But it is what it is sometimes.
I just like, it's tough to, instead of searching for context, you just delve into one video and create a narrative in your head. I scroll back a couple to see if people are being serious. Is this satirical?
Right.
Let me check.
Right. Check.
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 We live in a country that is built on checks mm-hmm. and balances. Mm-hmm.
It can't hurt to check.
Or balance.
Mm-hmm. What was I about to say to you?
It's a good question.
Cody, I'm trying to follow my train of thought.
Mm-hmm.
Cody.
Brittany.
I lost it.
That's okay. I will say, oh wait, we didn't do weekend check-in. Okay. How was your weekend?
I didn't really do anything, which was awesome. I had my other knitting class. This was the second class out of three for the chicken.
Sure.
Olivia was not there, which was devastating. So it was kind of low energy and kind of boring. But I've got one class left and then I'll have a chicken to bring here.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats.
But it's not, we're not meeting this weekend because Annette has a wedding.
Damn.
Yeah, her son's getting married. So we will meet the weekend after that, and then I'll have a chicken. But I'm having trouble with the beak.
We all have. We've all been there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
I went to another wedding this weekend. That's my 12th.
How was that?
That's my 12th of this year. 12 weddings. Always a guest, never a bride.
Never the bride. Mm-hmm. Always bridesmaid, never the bride.
It was really funny. Cousin Logan was there. All the babies were there.
Mm-hmm.
Whose
wedding was it?
My other cousin on still my mom's side, just another cousin.
Okay, I can't keep track. You need to write out a family tree.
I got a lot of cousins.
Yeah, you do.
It was
this is the first cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was so much fun. It was up north in yeah. Northern California. Northern California is gorgeous.
I have never been. It seems like it is.
It was amazing, and I posted an Instagram story of a man painting by the sea, and it mm-hmm. was Emma Chamberlain's dad. I didn't even know.
Oh my God, you're kidding.
Yeah, this girl messaged me and was like, that is...
Do you still have it?
That
the
is
photo?
Michael. That is Michael Chamberlain.
Do you still yeah, have the photo? Have Can I see?
Sure. It was on
That's
my Instagram
so
story.
That's so funny. Well, I guess as I've expressed, I probably didn't see it.
I guess you wouldn't have seen it.
Yeah.
But up north is so slept on. It is so nice up there. I think I love like little towns on the sea.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been to a little town on the sea.
I think that that might be my kink. Little towns on the sea.
Ooh, you have a little town on the sea kink?
Yeah.
An LTOTS kink?
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool.
You can't just say we like things anymore. You always got to say little towns on the sea are sucking and fucking me so good.
Mm-hmm.
let me find that picture.
No, it
for
is
you.
Like you're right. Like it's never like oh, like I want to kiss him now. It's like I want to like punch him in the face and like
I want him to hit me with his car.
Suck on his teeth.
There he is in all his glory.
How do you know that's him? His face isn't in it.
Just context clues. Oh. And everyone was like, this is what his paintings and everything. Oh, okay. And he has
that's
that
gorgeous.
Sweatshirt.
That's gorgeous.
Thanks. I didn't know.
I mean, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was amazing. It was so much fun. Whole family was there. Babies were there. I had something that specific that I was going to tell you, and now I'm obviously forgetting.
Wow, brain fart kind of day.
Yeah, it's tough out here.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to overshare about the wedding, but basically Mimi, my grandma, had me sit front row with her, which I was not supposed to be in the front row. That's reserved for like the direct related people, to like parents and you know whatever. And Mimi was like, "You're not moving. I don't want to sit up here by myself." I was like,
"Is this Mimi's
your daughter
grandchild?
That you had is next to you?" So. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we share Mimi.
Okay.
And I was sitting up front, whatever. And Logan is texting me 50 times in the back, and she's sending me like the funniest things. They probably weren't that funny to anyone else,
uh-huh.
but I was like shaking with laughter because I would like look down in my like on the chair where I had my phone, and it was just like new message. And it was the funniest things ever. And it was one of those things where like you can't laugh. So everything was extremely funny.
Really funny.
I was like laughing so hard. I had tears in my eyes. And Mimi had her hand on my back and like turned to me and thought I was crying, like sobbing because of my cousin getting married.
Aww.
I was so embarrassed. She was like, oh, it's okay. And I was like, oh no. Logan's saying she wished she would have brought a bow and arrow to hit that toddler with. Because there was a kid like running around, like screaming. And she was like, if I had a bow and arrow right now, I would take that kid out.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like shaking with laughter. It was so funny. And
but that probably made Mimi's day to see you in that
maybe
in that position.
And then Mimi turned 80 over the weekend as well. And we
happy
all,
birthday, Mimi. She yeah. does, she looks great.
She does look great, and it was awesome because the whole family was there. It was so funny because no other restaurants could take. We had 29 people in our family that were there, which was crazy, and we had to make a reservation for 29 people.
Mm-hmm.
No restaurant wants to do
that's
that.
That's random.
And we're all staying in hotels, mm-hmm. so it's like we couldn't. Someone couldn't have a reunion in their backyard. You know who would take us in?
Bubba Gump.
Bubba Gump.
You're kidding.
No, Brooke. How did you know that?
You're kidding.
How did you know that?
I don't know.
Are you joking?
No. I must have known that somehow.
I didn't post anything about it.
Then I don't know, Connor. I said earlier today I could read your mind. Weird.
Something's not sitting right with me about that. Yeah, Bubba Gump took us in.
Wow.
29 people. We had... Bubba Gump is fun. Like that's it.
I've never even been to Bubba Gump, so I don't know why.
That's a restaurant with a story behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love a little narrative, and it's cool. And they come out. They came out midway through our lunch and brought buckets of prizes, and we did trivia.
That's really fun.
Anyways, the restaurant is like a lot of fried seafood vibes.
Do you like that?
I couldn't eat because I have high triglycerides.
Oh, what did you end up eating?
A strawberry salad.
Logan posted about that. Logan posted.
There was nothing about Bubba Gump
in
there.
Then I don't know. Then I don't know.
Anywho, Dad, this is a good chance for me to play this thing that I saved about this guy, JFK's grandson, who's like kind of going a little bit viral for his views on restaurants.
Okay.
And I just want to play it, if that's okay with everyone.
It's
just an Instagram or it's a Twitter thing, so I'm just going to play it, if that's okay.
Yeah, that works.
And we have to wait there to eat something that we don't get to choose, really, what it is. We only have a couple choices, and you don't know what any of them are going to taste like or what's good. And we'll go eat there, and it'll be covered in sugar. And then we're going to sit there for most of the time and wait for some guy to come up and ask us some question. And we're going to have to fucking talk to some guy about what we want to eat. What we want to eat for food and put inside of our body really matters a lot. And we're going to let them tell us how to do it. And then we're going to sit there for a while. And we're going to wait. And then we're going to need a couple more minutes to look at the menu. To read the menu. We have to read something in order to get the food first. You have to read to get your food.
Is this who you said I'd be in love with?
Why? You don't actually need to do that. And that's why I'm never, ever going to a restaurant again.
Could you PM that to me?
Because
I love him.
Because it ruins your whole life. You spend hours and hours eating at restaurants when you could spend a minute and a half eating something that is good for you.
And then what would you do?
And then you can go fucking lie down. You could go walk around. You could listen to music. You could get work done.
Tons of options.
Hang out with your friends.
No, but their friends could want to have dinner with you or lunch.
Not everyone likes dinner.
They don't.
Yeah, a lot of people, most people. Spent their life eating dinner.
I want JFK's grandson on the pod.
That's JFK's grandson?
Yeah.
He's incredible.
I told Brooke yesterday I have this new guy that I think you'll have a crush on, and it is, I was right. It's JFK's grandson.
How many grandsons does he have?
Several.
Yeah, several.
And they're not going to be at Bubba Gump. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we spent our Sunday.
Wow.
That's
amazing that JFK has like comedy running through his veins.
It's crazy because and JFK's grandson, if you see this, we'll pull up a chair.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Kelly Clarkson collection.
Sit right here.
We have the Kelly Clarkson. We have the Kelly Clarkson collection from Wayfair mm-hmm. Love Seat that has
Can't
your name all
that.
Over it.
Cannot beat that.
And I love when I hear someone talk so passionately about something so
mundane.
Yeah. Because you know what? Commenced.
Connor, I have something.
Maybe I hate restaurants.
Yeah. I actually have something like kind of related to that I wanted to bring up today.
Okay.
Which is amazing.
Hit me with your best shot.
It's another video type of thing.
Oh, interesting.
I've been watching all these like Jeremy Strong. You know who that is?
Yep.
Jeremy Strong interviews, but like they take them out of context and then they put a different caption on them. So I'll give you an example because the way he speaks is unlike the way that anybody else on this planet speaks. And I'll give you an example, Connor.
Okay, so Jeremy Strong.
Okay, so Connor, let me give you an example. Okay.
Can I ask about this massive Rice Krispie treat? How did this massive Rice Krispie treat end up in here? Oh.
Thank you, Izzy.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. Well, okay. You know what? Yeah, it's better to have loved and lost.
That's not true at all.
I know.
Go ahead and I'm going to clean this
up. Okay. So basically it takes in clip from a Jeremy Strong interview out of context and then gives it another caption. So for example, this caption is me explaining how my friends would relentlessly hassle the substitute teacher in middle school. Whatever. Fine caption, but then you play Jeremy and it's just like, give me 1 second.
They were anarchic. They were merry pranksters. They were disruptors and they wanted to expose this mockery of justice through, I think, through sort of guerrilla theater tactics and through humor and through dissent. They were anarchic. They were merry
me explaining how my friends would relentlessly hassle the substitute teacher. That's funny.
Yeah, I've got more where that came from. Okay. This one is me talking about the friend that bought a round of shots for the table without asking.
Firm and razor sharp in his vision, and he knows what everyone needs, which is really different, but he was able to orchestrate, you know, we're all very different. He's so firm.
That's perfect.
Okay, I've got more for you. When you've had the perfect number of drinks and your riz is immaculate.
Off its axis, but still solid, and he felt like he could be a wraith or a super being. And the world was both off its axis.
Let me pause you right there.
Still
oh my God. Connor, I watched these for hours on end.
That's like bingeable content.
Do you want more? I've got more that came from.
I want to pause you real quick because I just remembered something. You know what Riz is short for?
Yes. Don't tell me. Charisma.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mind-blowing. Did everybody know that?
No, I just learned that. And there's something else that's short for something else. That blew my mind. Cannot remember
I got
what it is.
I got one for you.
What?
Deli.
Delicatessen. That I knew.
Club. Chicken, lettuce under bacon.
Ooh, there's one more thing that I didn't know.
That's an acronym.
Sorry. Are you ready for another one?
Yeah.
Okay. Me explaining to my friends I'm doing Sober January.
Yeah, I'm gonna be back in a few weeks. I think, you know, soon. It's imminent, and it's looming, and I'm ready. And you know, it was last year was a heavy season for me. It was a lot.
That
of
was me,
to
January.
Carry.
Yeah,
so
January
I was
8th.
Sort of indescribably relieved to put it down for a while.
They okay, sorry, I'm gonna keep going. Oh, these are all separate accounts that I've saved. This is not one account, Ryan. This is hours of curation. I don't even understand this caption. Maybe you could help me.
Let me read it.
Okay.
Explain my friend's behavior to my girlfriend after they got too drunk and ruined the dinner party. Okay, so his friend.
Explaining my friend.
Got too drunk and he's telling his girlfriend.
Oh, that makes complete sense. Yeah. Now that you've put it in that way. The way that it was worded. Okay.
Are fallible, and in a way, I feel like it's not their fault. I don't think they're odious. I think they're fallible. They're deeply flawed. But this is the well water that they've been drinking their whole lives. So it's symptomatic of the society. They are fallible.
It's so good. It's so good.
That's like brilliant. That's like Twitter material.
It's so good. It doesn't get old.
No, I could watch this for a long time. You have tears in your eyes.
I know, it's so good. If I ever met him in real life, I wouldn't know what he's saying to me.
I wouldn't even recognize him.
Really?
Yeah, he looks like every other bitch.
I have a shirt with his face on it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, this man.
There's something very calming.
He looks like a wax figure of himself. Like, he could walk into Madame Tussauds and stand still, and I'd be like, wow, they nailed this one.
Did you see there's a new Harry Styles wax figure?
I saw it all over.
It seems like everyone was invited to that opening except for us. Speaking of...
We'd have nothing to talk about if we got invited to something, because all we talk about is not getting invited to things.
Yeah. Everyone also went to Fiji. I don't care where... I would just like to go somewhere. I don't care if it's Nebraska or Fiji. It would be cool to say I'm traveling for work. That's all.
Yeah.
I don't care where.
Hey. Agree. I'm on your team here. I was just going to tell you. This is just like something to take with you today.
Yeah.
I meant to tell this at the top of the show, but I was driving here today, and I wasn't in like a bad mood. I was just like, robot. uh-huh. you know, just going. And then I got to a stoplight and I looked to my left and there was people already going into the Verizon store. And I thought to myself, wow, it really could be worse. I'm not in line to go into the Verizon store. That is the
hell on earth.
The lowest point of my life is anytime I'm like going into Verizon store. You just know that you're throwing an entire day away, and it's summer, it's nice out, that you probably took a time off work to go fix whatever issue you're having with the Verizon store. It gives me a little bit of a panic.
Do you know there are people that truly enjoy that kind of stuff?
What do you mean? How could you?
Like, people really enjoy like talking about like what is the best plan that can maximize like my funds and also give me the best deal. Like, people like love that stuff. Like couponing. Dads love talking to Verizon. Okay.
That's
love
making
it.
Sense.
Like, man, pop I, up the first, like, he'll wake up and be like, I have to call Verizon. Like, just like, it's just something that men, older men,
the masculine love. Urge to ask what is the best family plan.
Yeah. And the masculine urge to switch it once a month.
Oh my God. Yeah. We actually switched carriers so many times. Yeah. My dad was like, they're going to buy us out of our plan and then we'll go there and pay the exact same amount. Yeah. Like, you actually, it's more trouble than it's worth. Mm-hmm. And they know that.
Mm-hmm.
We're all cogs in the Verizon machine.
Mm-hmm.
But I
do
just,
you even have Verizon?
I don't even know what I have.
I don't think you do.
What do I have?
I think you could have T-Mobile. Firefly or something.
I have T-Mobile.
Yeah.
So that changes my entire thing. My whole message was, it could be worse. You could be at the T-Mobile store.
Yeah. Did you ever have a Firefly?
No, I was I begged and pleaded with my parents to give me a Firefly, but they wouldn't budge.
I could call three people on my Firefly.
Yeah, that was...
Which is honestly like a good... Like, they should have those now. That's, like, perfect for, like, your kid needs a phone, like, to coordinate when they're going to get picked up from school. But, like, they should not have any sort of, like, social media ability to text friends yet. Like, that's a perfect, like, fourth grade device.
When
like,
should you get on social media?
I feel don't
like,
know.
I feel like now, this sucks to say, sorry, the mamas are going to get on me like dogs for this one. But, you know, like, I feel like you miss out on some actual culturally important things now without having access to social media.
Yeah, but there are some kids on social media in like fourth grade now.
It is a dangerous place.
Like, I would not, but also like, how do you, like, I guess you like can't monitor your kid that closely to know that they're
I wasn't allowed
not
to have
giving
a,
it at all.
I wasn't allowed to have a MySpace, and that genuinely affected my experience at school.
Uh-huh.
Because when you got home from school, everyone was still hanging out online.
Right.
And I wasn't allowed to have it.
Well, did you have AIM?
I had AIM. Yeah, I had AIM, but like that came and went so fast by the time I was able to get it. So MySpace kind of took over AIM because you would IM people on MySpace.
Mm-mm-mm.
But I was never in anybody's top five friends because I didn't have a MySpace.
Oh my God.
That affected
this
my day-to-day.
This is worse than your GERD.
It affected me.
Yeah.
It affected
me. I'm sorry,
me.
Connor.
That's okay. I've moved past it. What do you say about getting into some topical topics?
Okay.
Some topics that might be topical for this week.
Yeah.
I want to talk specifically because I feel like this is a developing story. You need to watch this space. The NPC lives that are happening on TikTok right now.
And explain that to me.
If you don't know what's happening, this girl kind of went viral because she was on live and she's basically sitting there. She's a straightening iron in one hand that she's putting popcorns into. In the other hand, she's just like, pretty girl, she's doing all these things, and she's this girl. If you're watching on YouTube, it's this girl, and let me play the audio real quick so you can. It's she's called Pinky Doll. She's French.
Okay.
I found her Instagram last night.
Ice cream so good, yes, 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 yes. Ice cream so good, yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
I saw Trisha Paytas doing this.
Right. So basically, she started going viral. It was very confusing. I felt like I was in Black Mirror. I'm like, well, how come she has an active viewership of 8,300 people and she's 400,000 likes on this live alone? I don't know how often she does this. Came out that she makes about $12,000 to $13,000 per session, for a live session. And she makes these sounds depending on what gift people give her. And if you don't know, on TikTok, you can put money into your TikTok account to send people gifts. It's to get you notice. And what she did, it was like gamify it. So she makes a noise or like does something depending on what gift is given. So like when she gets...
Like bop it.
when she gets, yes, when she gets ice cream, she's like, ice cream. Yes, yes, yes. And then if she does, she gets a cowboy hat and she's like, ride it like a cowboy or something. And then it came out that she makes all that money after people were dogging on her for doing this. That
makes sense.
She's making all this money, and then everybody started doing it. So Trisha Paytas started doing it. There's guys that are doing it now. And then I saw her most recent. It's impressive. Like,
yeah,
her skill. Her neurons are firing. Yeah. She has some sort of, what's that thing that astronauts have to do where they like push the button?
Bop
it's
it?
Like whack-a-mole, but if you're like in a high stakes job. Or like at physical therapy, they have you balance one foot on a ball and then they throw balls and you have to catch them in your hand and toss back. Like you have to just like be ready for anything. She has that in her brain though. Yes. What is this? Reaction testing. She has that, but just just like not hand-eye coordination.
We get
eye-mouth.
Yeah.
She has eye-mouth. She has eye-mouth coordination.
Good reflexes. Yeah. Good reaction time.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now everybody's doing it. And it scared me at first, but now, like, I was watching that, I was almost, like, drawn to it. Not in, like, a weird way, but just, like your memes that you were just showing me of Jeremy Strong. Uh-huh. Like, I'm kind of, like, brain dead watching
Maybe
this.
You could do it.
I don't know if I could. Maybe I should try to
could
do that.
Could
you
go live in the bonus?
Why don't I go live on the BNC account and see if I can do it?
Yeah. Can
okay.
you?
Yeah, I'll
okay,
try.
Okay. I think that's a good idea.
Popcorn. Yes, yes, yes. Yum. Yummy.
We need a key.
Basketball. Popcorn. Yes, yes, yes. I could do it.
Well, you didn't have the things popping up.
Well, I was just looking around the room.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you were looking at the popcorn and the basketballs
I don't
around
know.
The room?
This is like a... This is gang. Gang.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a developing thing that's developing as we speak.
Keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
It's in development. Can I ask you a question now that you mention it?
Yeah, why don't you hit me with your best shot?
Just speaking of trends.
Yeah.
Like, what does it mean, the girl dinner and the boy dinner thing?
Girl dinner thing, I was late to as well, but I think it's just like, this is what I eat.
If I'm a girl?
If I'm a girl. Like I think it started out as like charcuterie board vibes. This is like my snack.
Okay. Like more like dainty
girl dinner
type?
Yeah. It was like, here's my girl dinner.
Okay.
There's one captioned right there on the right. There's two on the right. Peanut butter in a water bottle. Okay, that's what I ate for breakfast.
That's your dinner.
That's Fib's dinner. Like, this girl's having pickles and raspberries and crackers, whatever. I posted a picture over the weekend of a disposable camera in my wedding dinner and said girl dinner.
Right. I think that's where that was the first time I saw it and I didn't get
it. Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's just like, it's stupid as crap.
Yeah.
Just one of those
trends.
So
what's a boy dinner?
Boy dinner.
Like stew?
Yeah.
Like chunky stew.
Today in America, more American men today wear bracelets than eat stew.
Mm-hmm.
So let that sink in.
Mm-hmm.
What do you
Wait,
think about
can
that?
Can you start over? I wasn't actually listening.
More American men today wear bracelets than eat stew.
You're saying, where have all the real men gone?
Where have all the real men gone? Mm-hmm.
Do you like clam chowder?
Love it.
Really?
Yeah.
That is like the one food where I can't even look at it. Because of like everything about it.
It tastes good though.
I haven't even gotten that far.
Did you push yourself?
I think that's the one food I can't push myself on.
Clam chowder, really?
I love clams though. I love clams. You don't
it's
like
the
clams.
Chowder aspect.
You don't like clams.
I don't, but
it's
I like
the chowder,
chowder
aspect. Mm. It's the cream. It's the and Brittany does a great bit on this. Like, who on earth said, let me add some cream to clams? You know, it would make clams better.
It's not a jump.
Oh, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Oh, wow. I guess that's the girl dinner, boy dinner conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Add some cream. See if I give a shit. Looks good. I love cream. Cream.
With
cream.
Your clams.
Yum. So good. Gang. Cream.
And what are the chunks?
Clam.
No, there's more chunks than just clam. Clams are tiny. They're huge chunks.
Could I please get some notifications on my phone at any point during the day besides this podcast? My phone blows up on the podcast. I send one response to everybody and then my phone's dry as hell the rest of the day.
Yeah.
It's so annoying. I can't believe I haven't gotten a phone call yet from the love of my life.
Susu texted me.
Oh, great. What'd she say?
She said, hello, my precious love. How are you? Is all good with you? I'm so... Oh, I closed out.
Okay.
I'm so looking forward to seeing you. I really can't wait. I love you very much.
What if Susu was on like ChatGPT that said, write me a message in the voice of Susu and send it to Brooke?
I don't think she would even know how to open her computer.
It was incredible
to begin that process.
So Hank's girlfriend, my roommate's girlfriend, is named Mimi.
Right. Oh, it's so
confusing.
And then
my Mimi is called Mimi, my grandma. And several times I have called Mimi, my grandma, instead of Mimi, Hank's girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And you can't get off the...
No. No, you can't.
I'll be like, okay, I need to call... Because Hank never answers his phone, and Mimi's like usually at our house. So I'm always like, hey, I'm coming in. We're filming something downstairs. Can you make sure no one's down there when I get back? And this is what happened yesterday. I was doing a shoot, and I was like heading there with three people that had like cameras and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm on my way right now. I'm going to call them and make sure it's okay if we come in. Call Mimi. Hey, Connor. I know you took a bunch of photos this weekend. I would love to see the photos. And I'm like, yeah, I'll send you the photos. All right, I got to run into a meeting. Ooh, meetings. How many meetings have you had today? A couple meetings, got to go. I got to walk into this meeting. You know, I had some meetings at one point that I've been to a meeting before. I'm like, oh my God, you know?
He's so precious.
So sweet.
We
so
need sweet, Mimi on the pod so desperately. Sweet.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum.
Mimi, yum, yum, yum.
Basketball.
Okay, weirdly addicting. Like, I seriously...
We've got to get you doing that.
I seriously think that the NPC viral TikToks are...
What does NPC stand for?
I think it's scratching something on people's brains that they've never had scratched. I'm serious, because it's doing something for me.
What does it stand for, NPC?
Non-playable characters. It's the...
What is,
in video games, you know how you're the main character, and when you run past people or something, and like they're always like this?
Yes.
And unless you walk up to them and they have like three things they say, it's like, hey, watch it.
Yeah. Kind of like the guy in the Scooby-Doo video game where you would go up to him and he would give you
a quest.
Clue in the quest and then you never hear from him again.
Well, he's not playable, but he has something to say. Like his words have context. He's like...
So is he an NPC or is he slightly elevated?
That's tough. I think he's slightly elevated. Okay. NPCs are like the people that literally are filler people to fill up space.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's sad.
No. It's happy. Yum. Popcorn. Basketball.
Did you see that Kylie Jenner and Jordan Woods reunited?
Yeah, this means nothing to me.
Really?
No.
Do you know what they're about their feud?
I know that Jordan Woods hooked up with Tristan Thompson, and that's what broke up Khloe Kardashian. And then, but I don't think Kylie Jenner. So, okay, let me put this in this context.
Okay.
Say your brother was dating someone.
Okay.
And your best friend...
How about my sister was dating someone? Because that's what happened.
Oh, your sister. Sorry.
You're good.
Yeah. Okay, Gabby's dating someone.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait. And her boyfriend... Your best friend cheats... Your best friend hooks up with Gabby's boyfriend.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Do you drop your best friend?
I think you have to.
You do.
You really do.
Because blood is thicker than water.
Yeah, that whatever. And that is also just like, that's horrible.
She was so young, I think. It's like a weird.
I know. Old enough, though.
I see, I don't have any
context. I mean, I'm not mad at her. I don't know her, but like.
I know the background, but I don't know.
I would have, as the sister, like there's just really nothing you can do. I don't think.
Yeah.
Except for a lot of time pass, which they did.
2 years?
No, I remember getting that notification, that TMZ or whatever notification. I was my first teaching job, so that was 2018. Remember where I was standing by the microwave heating up.
Oh, you were keeping
heating
track
up. I was heating up Jacob's noodles when I got the notification.
You were keeping track of the Kardashians that closely?
No, but like I remember being
like,
yeah, I do keep up pretty religiously, but that like shocked me to my core.
You're a Jennerphile?
Yeah, I guess. But that shocked me so much that I remember where I was standing. Okay, so I guess my question for you is, are there any like celebrity feuds that actually do matter to you? That like if the two of them reconciled, that would mean a lot?
I can't think of any celebrities that are fighting.
I can think of one pairing that would, it'd be crazy if they reconnected.
Say it out loud.
Kim K and Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool. I think they're due for that reunion.
Well, let's say it in this space.
Okay. Manifesting a Kim and Taylor collab.
Yeah, that would really change the game.
That would change the game. And that's like girl power.
Totally.
Yeah.
I can't think of any. Can we think of any men that are feuding in Hollywood? Where I was like really trying to think of like a guy. And I actually can't think of any girls either that are fighting.
There are definitely actors that will not work together, and it's public knowledge. Can we Google actors that won't work together? Will Ferrell? Will Arnett? Oh my God, Chris Rock and Will Smith.
I don't think that they'll ever speak again.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Ellen and any of her employees.
That's true, Connor. That's real true.
Dwayne, The Rock, Johnson, and Vin Diesel have beef?
Such beef, because they're always up for the exact same roles, too.
George Clooney and Russell Crowe.
Ooh.
Snooze fest. See, like, no one cares when guys fight.
I kind of do.
Charlie Sheen and
Alec Baldwin and Shia LaBeouf.
Wait, Reese Witherspoon and who? Vince Vaughn.
Why?
See, that's one that could... They'd be a power couple.
Why?
Reese Witherspoon and Vince Vaughn are two likable actors, but when it comes to working together in a project, things can be a little messy. Reese Witherspoon and Vince Vaughn were doomed from the beginning. They're as different as winter and summer, and it made their working relationship difficult.
All right. What else, Connor?
Let me swallow these M&Ms.
Okay.
Okay. I want to do the Kim K shooting thing.
Do it.
Wow, I am hot as balls over here in this hoodie.
You can take it off for the bonnet.
Yeah. Did you see that girl that got shot wearing the Kim K bodysuit?
Mm-hmm.
The Skims?
Mm-hmm.
And she got shot 4 times over New Year's Eve. And at this time, she was wearing a Skims bodysuit. And she believes that that's what stopped her from bleeding out because it was so tight and it compressed her wounds.
Oh, my understanding was that it was bulletproof to begin with. So that actually makes more sense.
No, yeah, it wasn't bulletproof. It never claimed to be bulletproof.
Okay, that actually makes a lot more sense.
But
I'm on board.
It was acting as a tourniquet because it was like slowing down her
bleeding.
Wow,
yeah.
Which is crazy.
I could totally see that.
It's absolutely crazy.
Kim responded.
Did what she said?
I don't know. That's all as far as I got. Can we see what Kim said? She said, like, I don't know. I just saw it on Twitter or something that, like, Kim had something to say.
This is, like, an insane thing to actually respond to, I think, because it's, like, we should probably not just skim past the fact that she was shot 4 times.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even ask about that.
No. We're talking about the Skims.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's only talking about the Skims. Are you okay?
Right. Has anyone checked? Yeah, I guess she's fine. She's making a video. She's talking about it. Okay, what'd Kim say?
So Kim Kardashian reacts to fan claiming her Skims bodysuit saved her life when she was shot. She reportedly commented, wow, on Instagram. It's like a dream come true.
Okay, that must be fake.
No, it's in People. Oh, the fan said that.
The one who got shot?
I'm choking.
Are you actually?
I'm okay. I started laughing about Kim Kardashian commenting, it's like a dream come true. What, did she have beef with this chick? Wow, you were shot 4 times. It's like a dream come true.
If anyone ever chokes next to me, they're dead. Because I couldn't even look at you choke.
Half of an M&M slowly melting down my throat. Imagine if I choked to death while reading the story about the skim saving this girl's life.
On an M&M with your face on it.
Kim, 42, reposted the video on her Instagram story, which is no longer available, commenting, wow.
Oh, she's so Kim has.
You know what? I'm giving it to Kim for this one, because what do you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. That's it.
Let's do Miranda Lambert.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, Connor. Let's talk about Miranda Lambert.
Why don't you start?
Yeah, so basically what had happened, for those of you that don't know, at a Miranda Lambert concert, two sweet girls were taking a selfie, and Miranda stopped singing in the middle of a song to call them out for taking a selfie. And here's what she said. Exactly. She said, oh, we can play it. I can read it. She said, these girls are worried about their selfie and not listening to the song. It's pissing me off a little bit. Sorry, I don't like it at all. We're here to hear some country music tonight. I'm singing some country damn music. Loser list.
You
expedited, fast track, pass, TSA pre-check to the top of the loser list.
Now you read my mind by saying that. And here's what I'll say. One, if I buy a ticket to your show and I'm close enough to where you can see me taking a photo, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome for spending that much money on you.
Yeah, you're welcome. If I buy a ticket somewhere and I choose to file my taxes at Miranda Lambert's concert, that is my God-given right.
Yeah, as long as you're not disrupting others' experience, which you're absolutely not when taking a selfie, because that is the most normal concert going experience that I've ever heard of in my life. Like, nothing more normal to do. Like, you want to remember the experience with a singer you love.
You could finish knitting your chicken.
I would be heartbroken if a musician that I paid that much to go to stop the concert to yell at me for taking a selfie because I was so excited to be there.
I will say, from Miranda Lambert's perspective, no, I'm going to say it. This would fire up someone who listens to Miranda Lambert that isn't those women so much. So like, these Gen Z kids, they're out of control. And it was a group of adult women, by the way. But they like feed off of that stuff. That's like, we don't like, you know, selfies and all these selfies and the Instagrams and the, you know, they want to like go back to the good old days and all that stuff. And she's like talking to her mass fan group. So like, a lot of people besides people on Twitter and our age are like, yeah, we stand with Miranda. Everyone clapped and cheered and stuff.
Oh my
so
God,
it's
that's
just, it's
awful.
It's people-pleasing language. But then have you seen the photo that the girls were taking?
No.
They basically gone in a line, and they have a box, basically. They have a great seats. They definitely spent a lot of money. This is in Vegas, so they probably flew there. And they are in line. There's probably eight of them, and they made room. So Miranda, and they're facing away from her, so she would be in the middle of their photo, and they're all arm in arm. They're taking one photo.
I would never listen to a Miranda song again. Have they come out and said anything?
Yeah.
Like, that's so sad. That's so precious. And you know, I would be taking something like that too.
I feel like I recognize all of these women.
Did they say anything about it?
Mm-hmm. They said we're just a group of 30 to 60 year old women trying to have fun.
Yeah. I wonder if they like are anti-Miranda now, because I would be. Like, that truly, like, I can't imagine anything worse coming out of like one of my favorite artists' mouth to me. Like, that's just so. I wonder if she saw like,
this is like the Real Housewives of every woman I've ever met combined into one.
Mm-hmm. It's like, remember that TikTok trend that was like the moms lip syncing?
Yeah.
That's them.
That's them.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think that I don't wonder if they stayed the rest of the show. I know I read that somewhere that there were other fans that walked out people saying you can't treat fans like that, but that were uninvolved in this.
She should apologize.
I'd go like this. That's embarrassing. I'm glad that wasn't me, but I'm not leaving the concert.
Ooh. What was I going to say?
Could you stay for the rest of the show if you were these women?
No, I would never. She would be dead to me. Like, I'm fired up thinking about it.
Throw my phone at her.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, I'm wondering if she was seeing all these, like, artists that are getting, like, shit actually thrown at them. And she's like, I want something to be wrong. And she was just like,
I want my viral moment.
I want my viral moment.
Because guess what?
And played victim.
Miranda Lambert?
Yeah.
Great artist,
like,
by the way.
Poor you. People love you so much that they paid so much that they're so close and they want a picture with you. Wah, wah. Sorry, I'm like so. This really bothers me.
Could have been that or
the
Bebe Rexha special. So choose your battles, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, she just wanted almost like a victim moment or something.
No,
gross. Yeah. This is like yucky to me.
Well, it's always nice to have some new company on the loser list because it was getting a little stagnant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So welcome to the loser list, Miranda Lambert. We're happy to have you.
There's a spot open next to Jonah Hill.
There
happy
is. Yeah, he's right at the top now. You and Jonah can have a fun weekend together.
Okay, well, that's about all we've got for the main, and we're gonna do some really fun things in the bonus.
Yeah, so
we hope that you'll see us there.
Again, housekeeping, go to the description if you guys want to follow the new channel. We would love that if you subbed. And there was one more thing in there that I was on the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. If you want to join the Facebook page and maybe connect with some fellow
like-minded, brilliant
individuals and peers in the space.
Individuals with good taste.
Love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to this week. And we'll see you in the bonus if you want to come.
Love you. See you in the bonus.
We'll love you and see you in the bonus. I have to pee so bad.
Me too. You
okay,
go
let's
ahead.
Let's go.
This week on Close Friends. Are you live?
I got corn on the cob. Yum, 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 yum. Thanks for the rose. Will you be mine?
I did not know I was a drug smuggler.
Between Taylor Swift and Ariana Grande, there's no men left.
How do you have a 6-inch circumference?
It's around.
I know what it is. I know what a circumference is. That's why I'm confused. Oh, can we Google things with a 6-inch circumference?
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.